I served in Mosul, Iraq, and later in Al-Assad, Iraq, in 2006 to 2007 during the bloody surge. I retired in 2010. We got deployed in June of 2006, and we came home in October of 2007. But we spent time in Wisconsin training, you know, because I carried a 9mm. You protect your patients. People always say to me, "You carried a weapon?" I go, "Oh, yes." Because you have to be trained. You're a soldier first before you're a nurse. And then we left for Kuwait, and we were in Kuwait a little bit to get, you know, acclimated to the weather. So actually 12 months in Iraq. I would be, as a community health nurse, you needed a cake for a birthday, I could get it. You needed this. I would go in dumpsters, actually go into dumpsters and pick out things that the unit had left behind. And that was one of the things that the soldiers would always say, "Colonel Luz, you would go into a dumpster for us just to pull out things that we needed." And maybe that's the difference between me and someone else that wouldn't go the little extra mile. For me, it's not about the medals. It's what in my heart I knew I did for my troops during the time I was in Iraq. And even when I was doing all those humanitarian missions in the military, because I was the community health nurse. So, for example, a bus was blown up in Iraq. My job, because I'm not an emergency room nurse, probably kill somebody. I'm not an ICU nurse. I don't know the tubes. Who better than me to hold the hand of an Iraqi child and their mother who were, you know, not going to survive? And it was called, we took care of the expectants. So that was my two jobs in Iraq, being a community health nurse and also keeping my soldiers healthy, making sure they came into the hospital. If they sprained their ankle, make sure they got their shots. But during a mass cal, I was the one that was assigned to where the expectants were going to go. Nurses have been in the military going way, way back. And even in Florence Nightingale's time, they weren't maybe considered military, but they were, you know, on the battlefield like Clara Barton and everybody was out there. I never had any discrimination with anyone in the military. You know, I'm an American by birth, but soldier by choice. So if I did have anything, I think I could handle it myself. But I was in a hospital unit, 399th Combat Support Hospital, and I had the great best of troops to work with, and they taught me a lot, and hopefully I taught them some things too. It's funny because when I came back into Boston, and I just hugged my husband, and I just felt like it was yesterday. I have my girlfriends, my band of sisters, they were my family, but if I didn't have them, women are coming home from the war, homeless, drugs, alcohol problems, you know, PTSD. So even though I hate public speaking, I forced myself to do it because if I can help one female soldier. I was a little kooky before I left, and I was kooky when I came back. So being that I had a big, strong family to support me, not everybody has that. So I feel like I'm always with the veterans in my heart. My husband's cousin was killed in Iraq. He was a Marine on his second tour, yeah. Brian St. Germain. He got a Bronze Star. So that's the real Bronze Star. He didn't come back, but he's one of my heroes, too.